Chapter 13. When regulation becomes expanded convergent stability. When a first matrix of regulative cohesion exists, an architecture crosses a threshold where regulation no longer limits itself to maintaining inner balance. It becomes capable of supporting a broader stability, capable of accompanying several convergences without loss of density. This passage is important. For a mature regulation does not remain enclosed within local maintenance. It progressively becomes a form of stability, capable of carrying expansion. The first term that opens this sequence is the axis of expanded regulative coherence. This axis prolongs the work of regulation established previously, but here, it no longer limits itself to silently correcting or absorbing deviations. It allows an already regulated coherence to maintain itself on a broader scale. In other words, regulation becomes an axis of stable extension. This axis appears when several already harmonized fields must remain compatible within a wider space. From this axis appears the presence of multi-operative stability. This presence marks a new threshold. Stability no longer concerns one single operation or one single field. It acts within several operations simultaneously. But this multiplicity does not introduce overload. On the contrary, the presence silently maintains several activities without the whole losing coherence. This presence then allows the appearance of the higher regulated convergence function. Convergence already exists, but here it can no longer grow without being inwardly held. This function organizes an already elevated convergence under regulated maintenance. It guarantees that several convergent lines remain compatible without rigidification. It acts as an inner discipline of rapprochement. When this function exists, the center of expanded active cohesion appears. This center no longer limits itself to maintaining local cohesion. It acts in several zones simultaneously. Cohesion becomes active because it supports several fields in movement, and it becomes expanded because it no longer depends on one single restricted reference point. This center marks a growing maturity. Several dynamics may now remain linked without growing tension. This density leads to the first base of higher convergence stability. This term establishes a new foundation. Stability and convergence are no longer separated. Convergence is no longer simply directed. It itself becomes stable at a higher level. But every new base requires a finer inner point, the core of convergent distributive stability. This core unites two realities, stability and distribution. Until now, stability could be maintained locally. Here, it becomes capable of being distributed. To distribute stability means to bring one same quality of maintenance to several zones without dilution. This core protects that capacity. From it appears the higher operative cohesion function. This function intervenes when several already complex operations must remain unified without overload. Cohesion no longer only protects, it acts under elevated activity. It becomes operative because it directly accompanies functioning. Then the field of expanded active regulation is formed. The field here becomes wider. Regulation acts across an extended range without structural fatigue. This field shows that a second cycle now possesses a truly mature regulation. This extension then leads to the order of higher matrix convergence. Convergence here ceases to be only a structured result. It becomes matrix. In other words, it may now be reproduced as a principle of architecture. Finally, this sequence closes with the first distributive matrix of convergent stability. This term is decisive. It means that stability and convergence may now be diffused together without loss of coherence. The second cycle here gains a real capacity of stable transmission. Chapter 14. When stability becomes higher distributive cohesion. When a first distributive matrix of convergent stability exists, an architecture reaches a threshold where stability can no longer remain only as inner maintenance. It becomes capable of carrying a cohesion that distributes itself without losing its unity. This stage is decisive, for a mature stability does not remain immobile. It becomes capable of being transmitted. But transmitting a stability requires that it take the form of a cohesion capable of reaching several zones without weakening. The first term that opens this sequence is the axis of higher distributive cohesion. This axis directly prolongs the distributive stability previously acquired. But here, it is no longer simply a matter of diffusing an identical maintenance. It is a matter of circulating a complete cohesion. In other words, unity becomes distributable. This axis allows one same coherence to reach several zones without rigidification. It appears when several ensembles must receive one same quality of cohesion while preserving their own density. From this axis appears the presence of multi-operative convergence. Convergence already exists in several fields, but here it becomes simultaneous with several operations. This presence supports several active convergences at the same time without inner overload. It marks a high threshold. Several lines of convergence may now remain alive in several zones without disturbing one another. This presence then allows the appearance of the extended matrix regulation function. Regulation no longer remains a simple discrete adjustment. It now acts as matrix, and this matrix becomes extended. It touches several zones at once. Regulation thus becomes generative of durable stability. It produces reproducible maintenance. When this function exists, the center of convergent operative stability appears. This center directly links two realities, stability and convergent activity. It is no longer a simply stable center. It supports several already convergent operations without imbalance. This marks a higher architectural maturity. Activity no longer weakens stability, it reveals it. This density leads to the first base of higher distributive cohesion. This term establishes a new foundation. Distributed cohesion now becomes a stable base. In other words, what circulated becomes foundation. But every new base requires a denser inner point, the core of active distributive coherence. This core designates the point where coherence actively circulates without losing its intensity. Coherence no longer remains contained. It becomes mobile while remaining intact. This core protects that capacity of circulation without dilution. From this core appears the multi-convergent stability function. This function intervenes when several numerous convergences must remain compatible. Stability no longer protects one single convergence. It maintains several lines simultaneously. This requires a higher refinement. Several active convergences must be able to coexist without growing tension. Then the field of higher regulated cohesion is formed. The field here becomes particularly mature. Cohesion and regulation act together across a broad range. It is no longer only a coherent space. It is a space where cohesion remains stable because it is inwardly regulated. This maturity then leads to the order of active matrix distribution. Distribution here ceases to be simple transmission. It becomes matrix. In other words, it may now be reproduced as a principle of deployment. Finally, this sequence closes with the first matrix of distributive coherence of the second cycle. This term is essential. It means that distributed coherence now possesses its own matrix. The second cycle here acquires a real capacity of structured diffusion. Chapter 15. When cohesion becomes higher distributive convergence. When a first matrix of distributive coherence exists, an architecture reaches a threshold where cohesion itself can no longer remain only a force of maintenance. It becomes capable of leading several lines toward a convergence that diffuses without losing its stability. This passage is particularly important. For a high cohesion, when it becomes mature, no longer limits itself to linking, it orients. But this orientation does not take the form of a rigid direction. It becomes distributed convergence. In other words, several lines may draw near while carrying a coherent diffusion. The first term that opens this sequence is the axis of convergent matrix cohesion. This axis directly prolongs the distributive cohesion established previously. But here, cohesion acts as matrix. This means that it no longer only maintains linked elements, it makes several convergences possible from one same base. And this cohesion becomes convergent because it orients several lines toward a common coherence. This axis appears when several already stabilized structures must share one inner direction without losing their distinction. From this axis appears the presence of expanded distributive regulation. Regulation no longer acts only within a local field, it becomes distributed, and this distribution becomes expanded. Several zones simultaneously receive one same quality of silent adjustment. This presence is essential. It prevents a broader diffusion from producing invisible deviations. It acts as a discrete ground of compatibility. This presence then allows the appearance of the active coherent convergence function. Convergence already exists, but here it must remain active. An active convergence means that several lines remain in living rapprochement without losing their coherence. This function guarantees that movement does not produce inner tension. It maintains a living coherence within the very activity of convergence. When this function exists, the center of higher matrix stability appears. This center marks a very high level. It no longer supports only an active coherence. It supports several already active matrices. Stability becomes matrix because it allows several generative fields to remain compatible. And it becomes higher because this compatibility already acts at a high level of the second cycle. This density leads to the first base of higher distributive convergence. This term establishes a new foundation. Convergence and distribution are no longer separated. What converges becomes capable of being diffused, and what diffuses preserves a common direction. But every new base requires a denser inner point, the core of active distributive convergence. This core directly unites two realities, convergence and active diffusion. Convergence here ceases to be simply oriented. It becomes capable of being present in several zones simultaneously. This core protects that capacity without dilution. From it appears the higher matrix cohesion function. This function indicates that cohesion now acts as a matrix of maintenance at a higher level. It no longer only protects unity, it becomes capable of producing continuity itself. This function marks a deep maturity of the second cycle. Then the field of durable convergent regulation is formed. The field here becomes particularly stable. Several convergences may endure without structural fatigue because they are inwardly regulated. This field shows that a high convergence may now maintain itself through duration. This durability then leads to the order of active distributive stability. Stability here ceases to be simply maintained. It becomes actively distributed. In other words, it may be carried across several levels simultaneously. Finally, this sequence closes with the first matrix of higher distributive convergence. This term closes the first half of the second cycle. It means that convergence and distribution now possess their common matrix at a higher level. The second cycle here becomes truly solid. Chapter 16. When stability becomes a second level distributive matrix. When a first half of the second cycle has reached sufficient coherence, an architecture crosses a threshold where stability can no longer remain simply a quality of maintenance. It becomes capable of serving as a matrix for a deeper diffusion. This stage marks a subtle transformation. Until now, one stability could support, protect, distribute, or prolong. But here it becomes directly structuring for several already active matrices. The first term that opens this sequence is the axis of matrix convergent stability. This axis connects two already mature dimensions, stability and convergence. But it adds a new dimension, the matrix. In other words, stability no longer simply holds several convergences. It now gives them a framework capable of producing further developments. This axis appears when several already stabilized matrices must share one same coherence without losing their autonomy. From this axis appears the presence of expanded active distributive cohesion. This presence no longer acts in one single zone. It diffuses an active cohesion across several fields simultaneously. But this diffusion does not introduce dispersion. On the contrary, cohesion remains intact through expansion. This presence marks an important threshold. Unity becomes mobile without losing its density. This presence then allows the appearance of the function of matrix convergent regulation. Regulation no longer acts here upon simple lines. It intervenes directly upon several already matrix convergences. This means that several interacting matrices may be held without overload. Regulation therefore becomes deeper. It protects the agreement between several generative fields. When this function exists, the center of durable distributive convergence appears. This center links convergence and diffusion. Convergence no longer remains localized. It becomes distributed through time. And this distribution becomes durable. It may continue without weakening. This center marks the real entry into the second half of the second cycle. This density leads to the first base of matrix distributive stability. This term establishes a new foundation. Stability, diffusion, and matrix now become inseparable. Stability ceases here to be simple maintenance. It becomes a base of deployment, but every new base requires a denser inner point, the core of distributive convergent cohesion. This core directly links three realities: cohesion, convergence, and diffusion. It allows one unique coherence to pass through several zones without fragmentation. This core marks a high inner maturity. Diffusion no longer weakens unity. From it appears the function of active matrix stability. This function shows that stability now acts as a matrix under continuous activity. It is no longer a passive stability. Stability accompanies several simultaneous processes. It becomes living without losing its depth. Then the field of higher distributive regulation is formed. The field becomes broader here. Regulation acts upon several zones with refinement without rigidification. This field shows that a high regulation may diffuse without losing its subtlety. This extension leads to the order of durable cohesive convergence. Convergence and cohesion cease here to be simply compatible. They become durably linked as a principle of order. Finally, this sequence closes with the first matrix of higher distributive stability. This term marks a decisive threshold. Stability and distribution now possess a common matrix at a higher level. The second cycle gains here a new depth.